everyone. This is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, you no doubt heard about how Beyoncé wowed the crowd at the Super Bowl. Well, she did that and then announced her new tour, and it's stopping in Raleigh. So, after releasing a new song and performing at the Super Bowl, Beyoncé announced a new stadium tour that includes a stop at Carter-Finley Stadium in Raleigh. The Grammy-winning singer announced her 2016 Formation World Tour in a commercial after she performed at the halftime show with Bruno Mars and Coldplay. The tour will kick off April 27th in Miami, and Beyoncé will perform at Carter-Finley Stadium on Tuesday, May 3rd. The tour wraps up on July 31st with a stop in Brussels. The singer was last on a stadium tour, the On the Run tour with husband Jay-Z in 2014, a year after she headlined the Super Bowl halftime show in New Orleans. Sunday's halftime performance included Beyoncé's new song, Formation, released Saturday, causing internet frenzy. Her tour will be in Atlanta 2 days before Raleigh and Nashville 2 days after Raleigh. Okay, on to other things around the region. North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. They have the Sights and Sounds on Sundays series. As you might expect, all the events are on Sundays. February 28th, Aurora Musicalis presents Brahms and Beyond, featuring Brahms' trio for piano, violin, and cello, and Carl Frühling's trio for clarinet, cello, and piano. Again, that's Aurora Musicalis presents Brahms and Beyond, February 28th at the Museum of Art. March 6th, Chompy Quartet at 3 p.m. The Triangle Celebrated String Ensemble adds horns and piano to present one of its most imaginative programs ever. The centerpiece of the concert is a new composition inspired by Evolus Simpson's whimsical wind machine in the museum park. Now then, the museum also has the Art in the Evening series. That's held each Friday evening at 5:30. It's free. No ticket is required. February 19th, it's DJ Forge. February 26th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. March 4th, Onyx Club Boys. March 11th, Sidecar Social Club. March 18th, Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band. And March 25th, it is, again, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Okay, Saturday, February 27th, the Harlem Globetrotters. The iconic Harlem Globetrotters is celebrating its 90th anniversary world tour. Tickets range from $21.50 to $133.50. Friday, March 4th at PNC Arena, it is Cat Williams, the Conspiracy Theory Tour. Tickets start at $52. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 11, 12, and 13, it is Garth Brooks with special guest Trisha Yearwood. All tickets, $74.98. And the shows are all at 7 p.m. March 17 and 19, first and second rounds of the 2016 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship. Also at PNC Arena, Friday, March 25th, Winter Jam 2016. Christian music's biggest annual tour, Winter Jam Tour Spectacular, features two fan favorites, Grammy Award-winning duo For King and Country, and Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Matthew West. The tour will also feature Red, Sidewalk Prophets, New Song, KB, Trip Lee, Lorne Daigle, and evangelist Tony Nolan. While the pre-jam party is slated to showcase Stars Go Dim and We Are Messengers, a suggested donation of $10 at the door. All right, Holly Springs Cultural Center. The phone number for complete information is 919-567-4000. Friday, February 19th, the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Play Misty For Me at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, February 26th and 27th, Late Night Catechism. This is the Late Night Catechism 3, the Clean Comedy Series at 7:30 both nights. Tuesdays, March 1 and 15, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Story of the Three Little Pigs. That's at 11 a.m. Friday, March 11th, the Discovery Series presents Dr. Catherine Laughlin with Placematch, The City Doctor's Guide to Finding Where You Belong, 7:30. Saturday, March 12th, Beach Party Boys at 7:30. Beach Party Boys reproduce the authentic look, vocal harmony, and instrumentation of the Beach Boys themselves. This is a fun and interactive show. Tuesdays, April 5th and 19th, Carolina Puppet Theater once again, presenting The Saggy Baggy Elephant at 11 a.m. Moving to Garner Performing Arts Center, this is on West Garner Road, and you can call them at 919-661-4602. All right, February 21st, it is the Jones Family Singers. Bishop Jones and his talented group take gospel to a whole new level, infusing it with a vintage soul, funk, and R&B delivered in an infectiously dynamic performance. February 27th, Garner's Showcase of Talent. This is a free event. And then March 5th, Country Grass Show. March 19th, The Steel Wheels. The Steel Wheels have captured audiences across the country with their heady brew of original soulful mountain music and deep commitment to roots and community. That's all at the Garner Performing Arts Center. Carrie's Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. Saturday, February 20th, Presidio Brass presents Sounds of the Cinema. That's at 7:30. Friday, March 18th, The Clothesline Muse at 7:30. Friday, April 1st, Billy McGuigan, Yesterday and Today, The Interactive Beatles Experience at 7:30. Carrie's Marvelous Music Family Series at Carrie Arts Center. Saturday, March 19th, Atlantic Coast Theater presents The Tortoise and the Hare, the musical, at 3 o'clock. And then April 15th through the 17th and April 22nd through the 24th, The Wizard of Oz, presented in partnership with Carrie Players. And then the Winter Concert Series at Paige Walker Arts and History Center on Sunday, February 21st at 4 p.m., Brian Reagan. Brian, violinist and concertmaster of the North Carolina Symphony, returns as a favorite to the Friends of Friends Concert Series. Other upcoming events in Cary, Saturday, February 21st, 18th Annual Cary African American Celebration. This is at 3 o'clock at the Cary Theater. Saturday, March 5th, Kite Festival at Fred Bond Metro Park. It starts at 12:30. Sunday, April 17th, Chatham Street Chowdown. It's a food truck rally. Upcoming events in Apex at the Halle Cultural Arts Center, 919-249-1120. Saturday, February 20th, Concert Singers of Cary present Classic Love Notes. Keep your Valentine's spirit alive and join the Concert Singers of Cary's Choral Artists. Performance starts at 7:30. Sunday, March 13th, Mozart Scriabin, Copeland, and the Chopin Connection, featuring Jonathan Moyer, known for his powerful and moving interpretations of the romantic repertoire and his engaging commentary from the stage. This Raleigh native is a champion of American music and an advocate of contemporary composers and a dedicated teacher. Upcoming events in Wake Forest, the 2016 Six Sundays in Spring Concert Series will be held on consecutive Sundays from April 24th through May 29th. Bring the kids, friends, a picnic, and a blanket, and settle in for some fun and great music. Concerts start at 5 p.m. each week at E. Carroll Joyner Park Amphitheater. Upcoming events in Knightdale, the town of Knightdale, will be celebrating Bike Month in style. Psyched out about bikes. Rather, let's do that one again. Psyched About Bikes will be located at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater on Saturday, May 9th from 10 to 12. No time like the present to gear up for Knightdale's concert series being held at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater. The concert series will be the first Thursday of the month, August through October, from 6 to 9 p.m. Start something delicious this spring with a new weekday lunch and dinner option in a beautiful outdoor setting. Each Thursday from April through June, Knightdale will host a new truck at Knightdale Station Park for lunch and dinner. In Clayton, Senior Recognition Day is coming up, always the third Friday in May in the Council Chambers of the Clayton Center. Citizens ages 15 and up are invited to join in for a little fun and excitement as Clayton appreciates its seniors. Free food, music, and entertainment for your enjoyment. Mark calendar for May 20th. Town Square Concert Series in Clayton. These free concerts bring more than 1,000 people to Clayton's Town Square. Every year, five different bands cater to a variety of musical taste. Zaxby's Movie Nights bring the family to Town Square. Free movie nights May 2nd, August 22nd, and September 18th. The movie starts at 8 o'clock. Millstock Art and Music Festival, Clayton's annual summer arts festival, is brought to you by Clayton Visual Arts Incorporated, the first Saturday in June in Horn Square. Festivals and other events coming up. March 4th, Hopping Around Downtown, first Friday. This is in Salisbury. March 5 and 6, Coastal Home and Garden Show in Moorhead City. March 12th, Luck of the Irish Pub Crawl, Salisbury. And March 25 and 26, the North Carolina Herring Festival in Jamesville, and High Point Easter Egg Hunt. Line up at Good Nights Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. February 18th through the 20th, it is Drew Lynch. February 25 through 27, the Sklar Brothers. March 3rd through the 5th, Joe Machi. March 10 through 12, John Lovitz. After leaving the cast of Saturday Night Live in 1990, John Lovitz enjoyed continued success as an actor on film, stage, and television. He's appeared in A League of Their Own, Little Nicky, The Wedding Singer, and many more films. This is an 18 years old and plus show, as is most of these shows. March 17th through the 20th, it is Bill Bellamy. And April 7th through the 9th, March. March 24th through the 26th, it is Dan Soder. Audio Describe Performances. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. All right, February 19th and 24th, The Lion King at DPAC during Durham Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Sunday, February 21st, Tuesdays with Maury, Justice Theater Project at St. Francis of Assisi's Clare Hall at 2 p.m. Also February 21st, Crossing Delancey, Carrie Players, Carrie Downtown Theater at 3. Also on the 21st, Sweeney Todd, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Sunday, February 28th, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing, Applause, Carrie Youth Theater at Carrie Arts Center, 3 o'clock. Tuesday, March 1st, we are proud to present, this is Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater at 7:30. Sunday, March 6th, Radiant Abundant Triad Stage, South Elm Street in Greensboro at 2 o'clock. Sunday, March 20th, Miss Nelson is Missing, Raleigh Little Theater at 5, and this is part of the current youth series at Raleigh Little Theater. Tuesday, April 5th, Sweeney Todd, Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, 7:30 performance. All right, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. For complete information, you can call 919-996-8700. Okay, through February 21st, Love Speaks. This is Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater, featuring choreography by Carolina Ballet principal guest choreographer Lynn Taylor Corbett. Love Speaks kicks off the company's tribute to William Shakespeare in commemoration of the 400th anniversary of his death. February 19th, Invincible, a glorious tribute to Michael Jackson. This is at Memorial Auditorium. February 19 and 20, Johnny Mathis, Maymandy Concert Hall. This is, the legendary singer Johnny Mathis. Smooth vocals and inimitable style. He's returning to Raleigh with the North Carolina Symphony. Performances both evenings at 8 o'clock. February 25th, third day, Awakening Events. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7. February 26th, I Draw Slow. This is a Pinecone event, Fletcher Opera Theater. Irish music has a long, rich history of influencing old-time music and related styles. And with I Draw Slow, you'll see the influence come full circle as this Irish band's sound is rooted in the style of the Appalachian Mountains and the traditions of Irish music while incorporating all that's great about modern Americana. February 26 and 27, St. Sans Organ Symphony, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. March 3rd through the 20th, it is Tempest Fantasy, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Also, March 3rd through the 20th, The Wolf, Theater Raleigh. This is Kennedy at Kennedy Theater. March 4th, Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, Maymandy Concert Hall. In celebration of the close of a remarkable 20-year tenure with the North Carolina Symphony, resident conductor and Summerfest Artistic Director William Henry Curry brings us a program of music that is especially close to his heart. March 4th through the 6th, Showbiz National Talent. This is at Memorial Auditorium. March 9th, Pieces of Gold, Wake County Public Schools, Memorial Auditorium at 7. March 12th, Lemony Snicket's The Composer is Dead, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Who killed the composer? Did the drums drown him? Was it the sneaky clarinet? Or did the trumpets blow him away? Help solve this perplexing mystery. In the quest to discover who killed the composer, our detective interrogates each section of the orchestra to determine who done it. Also, March 12th, the 9th Annual Raleigh Blues Festival, Memorial Auditorium at 7. March 13th, it is Berlioz, L'Enfance du Christ, North Carolina Master Chorale at Maymandy Concert Hall. We're going to switch to the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com. DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. The DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Through March 20th, Disney's The Lion King. Thursday, March 24th, the Moody Blues Fly Me High Tour. The tour, named after the band's 1966 recording of Fly Me High, the Moody Blues, Justin Hayward lead guitar and vocals, John Lodge bass guitar and vocals, and Graham Edge on drums, have been at the forefront of the classic rock music scene since the 60s. With such music as Nights in White Satin, Tuesday Afternoon, and the list goes on and on. Monday, March 28th, Duran Duran at DPAC. This is the Paper Gods Tour. The tour is in support of their current album, Paper Gods. Every ticket purchased online for Duran Duran's headline tour will receive a standard physical copy of Paper Gods. Fans will receive an email 10 to 14 days after purchase containing redemption instructions. And Friday, April 1st, Get the Lead Out. From the bombastic and epic to the folksy and mystical, Get the Lead Out has captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin and brought it to the big concert stage. The Philadelphia-based group consists of six accomplished musicians intent on delivering Led Zeppelin studio recordings with all the bells and whistles. Okay, two shows on Saturday, April 2nd for comedian Ron White. And then Sunday, April 3rd, it is a Yanni. Yanni and his world-renowned orchestra will perform audience favorites from throughout his career, as well as newly reworked arrangements of the classics. Yanni has accumulated more than 40 platinum and gold albums, with international sales totaling over 25 million copies. And that's a lot. That's a real big amount. Okay. Switching to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone numbers there for more information, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Thursday, February 18th, TAO, the 17 Samurai. Tickets start at $27. Friday, February 19th, the 9th Annual Wiser Acapella Jam. Contemporary acapella music is sweeping the nation, and Durham Academy's annual acapella jam has led the charge here in the Triangle. Guests this year include high school and college groups from the Triangle, around the country, and even a special guest group you have to hear to believe. Saturday, February 20th, at Carolina Theater, the ICCA South Quarterfinal Varsity Vocals. The Varsity Vocals International Championship of Acapella is the only international tournament that showcases the art of students singing acapella. Sunday, February 21st, the Magic of the Flute with guest artist Mimi Stillman, presented by the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Tickets are $25. Tuesday, February 23rd at Carolina Theater, Beth Hart. Grammy Award-nominated singer-songwriter Beth Hart has been recognized across the world as one of the great live vocalists of our time. Tickets start at $28. Wednesday, February 24th, David Cross, Making America Great Again. Thursday, February 25th, Josh Ritter with the Royal City Band. Friday, February 26th, Vocalocity, the ACA Perfect Concert Experience. Vocalocity is an all-new live concert event that takes a cappella to a whole new level. Tickets start at $27. Saturday, February 27th, Metropolitan Opera, Rising Stars. Tickets start at $12. Monday, February 29th, It's part of the Arts Discovery Series for grades kindergarten through 8, The Dinosaur Diary of Dr. T-Rex. Performances are at 9:50 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Friday, March 4th, Global Fest. Over the past decade, Global Fest has become one of the most dynamic global music platforms in North America. What started as an annual showcase in New York has grown into an international brand. Performances at 8, tickets start at $28. Saturday, March 5th, Mario Cantone, the celebrated New York stage actor and stand-up comedian, who gained critical acclaim with his Tony-nominated one-man show, Laugh Whore. The previous theater season saw Cantone starring in the Tony-winning Assassins by Stephen Sondheim and John Wideman. Sunday, March 6th, a Fiddler's Feast featuring Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas. Performances at 8, tickets start at $27. Thursday, March 10th, it is Los Lonely Boys. Tickets start at $32, and the show starts at 8 o'clock. Some other events coming up, April 7th through the 10th, is the North Carolina Azalea Festival in Wilmington. The Abbott Brothers are the headliners for the April 7th performance there, and as the headliners, and that the Azalea Festival is the 7th through the 10th. That's what I was trying to say. April 9 and 10, Raleigh plays host to the Rock and Roll Marathon. Raleigh's award-winning marathon and half marathon is a great springtime event for locals and travelers alike. With a downtown start, finish, and post-race festival, Rock and Roll Raleigh also features a number of bands playing along the marathon route. In addition to the marathon and half marathon on Sunday, there's the Rock and Roll Raleigh 5K run that is on Saturday. And again, that event is April 9th and 10th. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.